The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your bomb ass. Big J kills them like OJ Simpson. Acquit. If the fingerless glove don't fit, get break quick by that big dick Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Or get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. They natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the party.
Yo. What's up, everybody? It is the Legion of Skanks podcast. We are coming to you live from the Stand Comedy Club. I'm your host, Big J. Okerson. The Skanks are all here, everybody. We got Davey Smith.
What the fuck is up? Oh, I'm excited for today's episode. We got fucking two great guests. Shane's back, but this time we're all friends again. This is going to be great.
Are you sure, dude?
I'm not 100%, sure? Like 80, 80-20.
Dave's still not our friend. Everybody, we have the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, the reigning defendant's Ellis Mania's champion. It is Louis Jago, the reigning defending Ellis Mania's.
The reigning defendant's Ellis Mania.
The reigning
defendant's.
Fuck
defendus. Me, I guess. Fuck me right in my ass.
Fuck him right in his ass. It's Louis J. Gomez,
yeah,
everybody.
Put up. Yeah.
Fuck his ass. Fuck his ass. Fuck his ass.
I'm upset with our woke turns across the board, and I'm going to get into it. Let's introduce our guests first. I don't want to start off on a negative note, but we're cleaning house. We might have another woke turn Olympics.
For Matt and Shane, Secret Podcast, everybody, from his special live in Austin, Texas, it's the hilarious, the young bull, Shane Gillis, everybody.
Hey.
And our other guest, everybody, first time on the show, very, very excited to have him, from the No Jumper podcast, everybody, it's Adam 22.
Yeah. Adam 22. Sorry, I have to.
Lewis won't acknowledge 22 as
I don't
a thing.
Acknowledge the number 22. It's always 2-2 to me. NBA 2K22?
2K22, he calls
it.
Let's go. It's weird.
It's not bad.
It's weird.
It was 2K2.
Yeah, see?
At the time.
What?
2002.
Yeah.
If in between 2002 and 2003 they had made an extra game, it would have been NBA 2-2.
Two, yes.
Yes.
The second two.
Ah, I see.
Yeah, it's dumb.
Yeah, you got him.
Yeah.
You got him.
We sure showed his ass.
Yeah. Adam, we're very happy to have you on the show. I know you've probably been warned by many people, like, dude, do not do the Legion of Skanks podcast. It's career suicide. I guarantee you he was warned.
I thought it was like an actual roast the way they were telling me about it, but then I watched some of it and I'm like, oh, that's all right.
It's not that bad. Yeah, we're not.
No, it's pretty bad. It'll fuck your shit up.
I mean,
No Jumper's a controversial show itself.
You got to take your lumps to make it in this comedy business, you know? I'm going to be up on that stage one day.
Yeah, like, that's what I thought, brother. Boy, those lumps really hurt sometimes.
Shane, we didn't fuck your shit
you
up.
You fucked
at all.
Your own shit up, you fucking racist piece of shit.
To be fair,
I know.
Fucking tell me, did you hate Asian people? It's not our fault.
Whoa.
Listen, now to be fair, if your thing hadn't fucked you up, one day later, this would have. Yeah. But it never even got to that.
Shane was such a good buddy and a bad business person that when he first got his round, like go around in L.A. with the agency and stuff, he'd walk in and say, like, you guys get down with Legion of Skanks? And they'd be like, what? And he'd go, if you don't, fuck you guys. And they'd be like, don't say that.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
It's very sweet of you.
Yeah, so I mean,
you're hurting yourself?
Yeah, it backfired.
And they went, Shane, you're going to have a bright career as a podcaster.
Turns out, not bad.
Not bad.
Turns out, okay.
I don't know if you know Shane's story, but Shane was canceled from Saturday Night Live.
I remember. That was fun, yeah.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
Yeah, it was a hoot.
We all watched it, and we loved it in our own ways.
Yeah,
you know?
I know. I know you loved it.
Yeah, I didn't love it, you piece of shit.
I knew you loved it.
You accused me of loving it. Shane had an emotional moment. He was like, dude, you love this.
I was like reading a fucking Vice article, and like, this is this guy that I didn't even really know about, but I'm like watching his career fall apart. You know? Like, it's one of those. Yeah.
Your first thing is seeing it go bad.
Yeah. And here we are, dude.
Here we are.
You finally sunk low enough to meet me.
They like that one, huh?
This is going to be a very, very fun show. I don't want to start off hot with the woke turns, but both of them are pissing me the fuck off today.
You're mad at our woke turns?
Two of our woke turns. But both Byron,
what have they done?
Byron Tip-to-Lip Sanchez.
Mm-hmm.
And fucking...
Is it Sanchez?
I don't know.
Perez.
I was close.
You were
I
so
was
close.
Really close, dude. That was
you
a
were so
shot
close.
In the dark.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's Legion of Skanks judges, when you go, was it Perez? It was Sanchez. They go, we'll give it to you.
Yeah. Yeah. You go to the line, yeah, judge.
And it's close enough.
Yeah. I'll allow it.
Yeah. So Byron, he seems to think that Big J is his boss, which is fucking crazy.
What?
Big J is not your boss. I'm your boss, you little bitch. And you need to fucking recognize and respect
him. He's an intern
him.
For Legion of Skanks.
No, no, no.
Yeah,
you don't read the fine print.
I'm pretty sure Jay's right. He works for the show.
I don't even like how he's on camera right now before we ask him to be on camera.
Hold on, Lewis. The bosses of the show.
Wait, we have a female fucking waitress again. What's up, new waitress? Hell yeah.
What's up, new waitress who looks shockingly like old waitress from behind?
It is a disturbing resemblance. Did she just get face-altering surgery to...
Dude, she's newer and younger and less manager-like now.
It's like a Laura Winslow thing.
Yeah. Yeah, she's hot, dude. Hell yeah, new waitress. You could be our new thing that we sexually harass. Right? It's so much fun. Trust me, you'll have to make your Instagram private. It's a whole thing. You're going to have to block tons and tons of our fans are going to share private, intimate photos of you.
No, it's a huge opportunity. It could lead to things like working downstairs.
You know?
You play your cards right.
Lewis apparently is the sole leader when it comes to yelling at the interns, but when he throws around his sexual harassment threats, he's like, we'll sexually harass you and make you uncomfortable when you come working here. Like, that is just you.
They do move them downstairs. They move them downstairs.
Well, they said they weren't going to keep any more women in
the slutness protection plan. That's pretty good.
Write it down.
Hey, guys. That's why we're here.
That stuff just comes to me. I don't even know
what's wrong.
I'm more of a vessel.
They move
someone
all
downstairs ordering is like, hey, can I have another drink? I'm sorry, what's your name? And they go, I can't give you my name. I can bring you drinks.
They move all the female waitresses downstairs because we harass them.
You!
No!
You!
You
harass them! No one else except you!
Yeah, you do it too a little bit, dude, you piece of shit. Shane's a little bit of a harasser, don't lie.
No, I'm not at all, for real. All right. That's fucked up, dude. The way you treat those women to compare us, I come in a little good cop, bad cop action.
Why do you let Lewis treat you like that?
I'm not like him.
Yeah, sorry the way he's talking.
He's kind of weird.
I've watched your porn. I see what you do with your giant dick. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have to sexually harass if I had a giant piece like Adam 22.
Adam, you do have a monster cock.
Yeah?
Thank you. That's great to hear from a couple of old white guys. Yeah. Or Hispanic, I guess.
Oh, Lewis is something.
Lewis is thrilled that you called him white.
Right.
And
also,
there's literally just made Lewis's night. Because, guys, I think I'm in.
The dabs are just such a white guy thing. Oh, and you're kendama. Wow, look at that.
Yeah, dude. We're gonna have a kendama off me versus you later on.
Nice.
No. Lewis is white on the inside, but on the outside, he can say the N-word.
Oh, right.
That's true.
Unfortunately, he means it from his white insides.
Well, that brings me to my second thing. Look, Byron,
you're not the boss of the woke turn.
Also, he did
work for the show.
By the way, Lewis just did the thing to you that he did to me. He was like, we appreciate here like your big dick, and we're all so blown away by it. But that, again, that's just me and Lewis excited about that.
Oh, yeah, Dave just thinks you have
a
normal
dick. He's just kind of like, he's like, the guy's got a dick.
You got a thing on you?
Dave's like, that's what dicks look like, right?
Yeah, if you want to just, like, have a big dick conversation without these old white guys involved, sure. Like, we could just talk.
That'd be great.
A couple old ones.
Dude, there's something about wiggers that gives them huge dicks. It's psychotic.
It's a crazy thing.
It's
the rat battling that does it.
Dude, every tall white wigger that I've met in my entire life always has a massive hug.
Well, you do always check their dick first.
That is true.
I was giving myself back problems because I was filming like this too much and like fucking. Right. You have the like down here.
Yeah.
It looks.
Show me on chain.
If you're like this. You know?
Yeah.
You got to go the under. Yeah, the under. Get the undercarriage.
Try explaining that to your.
You film it all yourself.
Well, some of it. We film real shit as well. Yeah.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Everyone took a moment of silence. They're like, is everybody going in their phones right now to start looking it up?
What? No, I guarantee you in the racist live chat, they're just posting tons of Adam22's porn, which do you want people to share? Because I felt bad. We watched it on the show, but we didn't show it to the fans because we didn't want to just give it away.
Right.
We watched it like a bunch of homos, like three dudes in a room.
Right. Well, just, there are girls in it.
Yeah, yeah, but we focused just on
yeah,
your
we were
ass.
Really on your dick,
it's not
though.
Just me.
You're dicking your ass.
I speak for Dave when I say we were all staring at your dick.
I've never made like a jerk-off video, but you know I'm open if you guys are trying to cop.
There are girls in it. You go, not if you frame it right.
Nah. Close your eyes.
Yeah, if you watch through this, you can do whatever you want.
Put some tape on the screen.
Yeah.
Nice.
So what are you so upset with our interns over?
Okay, so Byron, Jay said that he wanted a dab out of Byron's shitty, gross dab rig.
So okay, so Jay deserves a dab. It's probably going to be his last.
So then...
Yeah. You never know when the next one could be it.
You're about to croak, dude. You're Big Jay Croakerson.
Oh.
Write it down.
Croakerson. Big Jay
Croakerson. I love them all. I don't like you and Lewis's bumping mics afterwards every time.
He hates it. He hates our friendship, Shane.
Which is both Jeff Ross.
Yeah, I swear to you, when you called Lewis when we were doing the Zoom last week, I immediately was like, oh, he just calls Lewis to say
Dougie,
what's up.
I shit you not, dude. You said that to me.
Yeah, I know.
Shane said that to me afterwards. He was like, I bet Jay's bummed out that I didn't call him that day. I don't think he probably is.
I was.
Well, I'm sorry, dude.
It's okay. We're going to spend so much time together. Me and him are going on tour for 8 cities.
We might Croakerson, dude.
Might Croakerson out. Yeah, yeah, yeah. With Bert, for sure. Yeah.
But it bothers you that he calls Lewis?
No, it's fine.
No, he's joshing, dude. He's Jokerson right now. But
right now, I'm being Jokerson.
He might be Croakerson.
Jokerson now, Croakerson tomorrow. Who knows?
He's real Stokerson to go on this tour, though.
Yeah.
That deserved more. That was pretty good.
Especially from him.
So then, thank you.
Damn, Lou. That's like a retard doing 20 push-ups.
Retards can do push-ups.
So the woke turn Olympics are responding to Big Jay Wokerson more than they are to you.
So then I said, no, Jay wanted a dab out of that rig, and then I overruled it. And I said, no, he doesn't. Jay wasn't even paying attention. And then I was going to give him one out of this rig. And then he was like, no, Jay specifically asked for one out of that rig. And I was like, who's your fucking boss?
Well, hold on. All right. So first off, Shane, just so you catch up with the whole dab rig situation, it's not what you think. Jay bet the dab rig $1,000 he could beat it. Turns out
you guys owe me $1,000.
You shut the fuck up. Stop saying that on camera. We pay our debts.
What the fuck?
Asshole.
So wait, you're mad? You think you're that much of a boss that you should overrule Jay on his own fucking
choices?
Situation?
Yes. Byron's, don't you boo me.
Boo.
We're all equals on this show. And then the boss of the company is Ralph. You're the custodian, dude. No one like.
I'm keys. You can go in after dark.
I'm the G in gas, doggy. I'm the first one.
You are the G in gas.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So the other one is a little more serious.
It's
Gay Blind Mike. I have a bone to fucking
pick with
Gay Blind
Mike. The first one wasn't at all serious.
No, it was kind of serious. Dumbass Byron, who doesn't listen to me, give me the metal thing, fuckface. Fucking asshole who doesn't listen to me, the metal thing. To scoop the dabs.
Byron, thank you so much. I'll hit you up for one of those dabs again a little later in the show.
I don't know. This is what this is.
All right, get Gay Blind Mike over
here.
You,
Jay.
He's getting high as fuck.
You got
yeah.
it, buddy. Thank
the
you.
The guests just have to sit here.
Do you want a dab?
Fuck no.
Do you want a dab?
I'm all right.
Come on, dude. Don't be a pussy, Adam.
Your dabs, hurt people.
No, they don't.
You do it wrong.
Damn.
Okay, so Gay Blind Mike.
That's a
Gay
lot.
Blind Mike has been. Jesus.
The fuck, dude?
Gay Blind Mike.
Lewis. Stop blowing the weed directly in my face.
I'm sorry.
We all made a thing about it the first time.
I thought you were making a thing about. I swear to God, I thought you were making a thing about how awesome of a hit I took.
You thought nothing like, of blowing it directly into my cheek?
I thought everyone was like, wow, dude, look how fucking badass Lewis is.
That's what you think everybody at home is thinking. Like, wow, that's so cool.
Do you know how big smoke blowings become? On World Star today, they showed a guy on now went on like an America's Got Talent type show to do his vape blowing skills.
Really?
That's how ridiculous that's gotten. But I want to do every one of them when I see it.
All right, listen.
I want to make a big hoop and push it.
Ooh. Oh, he does tricks with the smoke?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty dope. Can we get that? Can you pull that up for after I fire
Gay Blind Mike.
Gay Blind Mike, follow my voice. Christ.
So what you got him just standing here? What is this?
So I'll tell you what's going on here.
Yeah, what the fuck is this?
He doesn't know where he's at.
So Gay Blind Mike.
How blind are you, Mike?
Half and half.
All right.
Hell yeah.
Half gay, half blind. Dad was blind, his mom was gay.
So we let Gay Blind Mike, I don't even know, Gay Blind, and I don't want to disrespect you because you're great. I like you a lot. I like you a lot.
He doesn't look like he's taking this well.
You know, he's already, he's very upset.
I know what this is about.
I like Gay Blind Mike a lot. I don't exactly know what he does for Gas Digital. I think he does a lot of random odd jobs for the network, and one of those jobs is he does the social media. We allow him to post things to social media.
He just kind of smells his way through it.
He's blind. If you ever go into the studio, he's got his face plastered to the screen because he can't see it. I swear to God, it's crazy.
You hired a guy with a disability. You can't fire him for having a disability.
No, that's not. No,
that's not why he's fired.
That's not. And I listen. So I guess what's going on, and I don't even know the details, but Aaron Berg and Gino Bisconti had a big split up, right? And I guess they hate each other now.
Recently? Okay?
Yeah, they recently...
They weren't doing the show for a while together.
They stopped doing the show, but now they don't like each other, okay? And apparently, whatever it is, okay, Aaron left that show. That's not my fucking story to tell. I don't really give a shit. It's none of my fucking business. Fuck them both, okay? It doesn't matter to me, okay?
You're going on tour with one.
All I know...
I'm not picking on nobody's side.
I'm not picking sides, but one of them is now on the network. I'm going on tour with him, and we live together.
The other one, I blocked his number.
No, I don't choose sides.
I've known Gino for 20 years. You know what I'm saying?
Known Gino for 1/8 of his life.
Yes. So I guess they're going.
Made the list, dude.
They're going through this thing, and I guess one of the reasons that Aaron left the show was because I don't know if Gino was like gratuitously saying the N word, which I'm all for it. You know, I'm all for it. I don't give a shit at all. But whatever.
I'm a little pissed off.
I don't even know the real story exactly what happened. But that's, I guess, one of the things that has been pulled from this story is that was one of the reasons why he didn't want to do the show anymore is that Gino wouldn't take his foot off the gas, right? So. Regardless, Gino and or Aaron and some fan are having a argument on Twitter or whatever. And hold on, yeah.
It's not just a fan. It's like a bunch of different accounts that are really attacking all of our hosts.
Okay, but I swear to God,
until he talked, I forgot he was right here.
I'm just like, why the fuck did you have this kid come stand here to tell this story? But
so.
I guess he knows something about it, so I'm starting to figure it out. All right.
So I guess this account is attacking Aaron and I guess other hosts. I'm one of the hosts on 4 fucking shows on the network. I haven't gotten wind of this person. I don't give a shit. It means so little to me, right? Regardless, he's on the Gas Digital Twitter account, and he responds.
Does he know that?
Mike's so blind, he looks like he's doing the Dune voice.
Spice.
Got it. Come on, guys.
So from the Gas Digital Twitter account, pull up the tweet that Gay Blind Mike tweeted back at this guy. He goes, this is from Gas Digital.
Hold on. What's he responding to?
Somebody goes, somebody's making fun of Aaron's show, saying it's a shitty show. And then from Gas Digital responds, but it's Gay Blind Mike, but it's Gas Digital, me and Ralph. I'm sorry there's not an N-word every 3 minutes to keep you tuned in.
Hey. That's pretty funny.
By the way, if you know anything about Gas Digital, you could take that as a genuine apology. You're like, we are so sorry. You know it is in our contract with our listeners. There will be an N-word every 3 minutes.
Mike, you all right?
Mike, don't freak out.
I'm just really sorry. I know it hurt the
heart. Dude, you're fine. Fuck that. You're
it's
not going
fine.
To...
Relax. Mike. You're not really fired. Relax. Don't be sad. Make it funny, you fucking blind asshole.
Oh, my God.
All
Mike,
right. You want me
you're
to
not...
You don't want to see me lean in, dude. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even know what that
is. Where did that werewolf change come from?
We're playing it.
Overcorrection. Overcorrection, bro.
He really came up. He goes, "I'm sorry. I feel terrible." He goes, "You're not really fired." He goes, "Well, then suck my dick, you fucking jerk off."
Did you hire like a blind kid so you can make fun of him for being blind? Like, was that the whole idea?
Sort of.
I applied.
It was a big part of it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's cool.
Now we're not just trying to make.
I like
fun
that about
him.
You.
We,
cool,
no,
right?
We genuinely value and love him, Mike. You're not going to get fired, and if you do, you'll never see it coming.
Oh,
Mike.
Mike, just so you know, Dave had a hand out to high five you for 20 seconds there.
So I see this and I read it. And
by the way, yeah, Mike, he sees it. Imagine what that feels like.
I dropped Gay-Blind Mike off. He said to drop him off at a place that wasn't where he was going, and then started walking in the direction that I drove away. I said, I just picture that he missed your Magoo's his whole way home. Like, he steps on a raft.
Dude.
He's in an elevator. He's on a construction site. And then eventually he gets on a seesaw and it just slides him into his own window.
He walks onto a beam and goes all the way up.
Yeah.
All
right.
Goes onto the 44th floor.
Mike walks to slide whistle music.
I'm he has trying to climb the aggro crack. Gas, and he's just light me up.
So, Mike, you.
I understand why
we say the N word sometimes on this show, so you can understand, and you can understand how that would come off as hypocritical coming from Gas Digital.
Oh, I thought you were upset at the opposite.
Wait, what?
What did you think he was upset about?
Like that I was attacking the other network and going,
I don't like that either.
A cheap shot.
Listen,
that's what I thought too.
Listen, anyone who runs the Gas Digital, anyone who's an intern here, who's on our Gas Digital Twitter account, you should use it to like promote the shows
and
on
I
the
do
network.
That 99% of the time.
No, I'm saying 100% of the time. There right. should never be
lean
1%
in,
Gabe
Mike. Lean in on Dave now.
There's no 1% where you should just be like, you know what? I'm just going to get into a fucking thing with somebody.
Yeah, but I'm just saying we're like Legion of Skanks, a show that like no holds barred. We make jokes about anything. Who gives a shit? And then you're going, it just makes no sense. You understand what show you work for.
Yes. And I was just
he's never seen the sign on the door.
We do more than just racist stuff.
We do more. It's not just racist stuff.
That's
it's sexist. It's transphobic. It's
and
all
just
these things, dude. Yes, I know.
The ironic rainbow of hatred.
It's currently very ableist.
And the way I phrase it was just
very
incorrect.
Very, yeah.
I just phrase that incorrectly, and I understand. I was trying to do the Wendy's thing, and it was just the
you're trying to be
to
funny? Is that
and
what it was?
Yeah, and it just didn't
thing.
Come off right.
What was the Wendy's
thing?
Wendy's Twitter? Like,
yeah, they talk shit to McDonald's on Twitter. It's
yeah,
like,
you saw it as a comedy podcast, you were like, you were aspiring to be like fucking Wendy's? That was the goal. You're like, you know what would be cool if we were a lot like Wendy's.
Wendy's. Right. Wendy's, though, they nailed Ben Simmons.
Yeah.
That was one of the greatest. That was a great fucking.
Also, Wendy's in general as a business, killing it.
Yeah, they're doing
like
good.
They're everywhere. They're
making honey butter
lots
of chicken
money.
Biscuits in the morning, though.
It's fine, Mike. Wow. But you understand why we had to take away your Twitter privileges.
Yeah, of course. But I'm still. But look, we're at 18,000.
Also, it's hard to type
now.
When you get your forehead grease on the screen.
When I got on.
No.
So you got us. You got us
up from 15 to 18. That's a good.
You grew the business during the dab era, which is a low point in the show. It was pretty impressive.
That is true. You know what? I think you should. I think you should keep your Twitter privileges, Lewis. Don't, but just tell him he has
them. Dave's blind, not deaf.
Oh, I'm sorry. Cover your ears for a second.
Gay-Blind Mike, it's fine, you know, but I had to say something because it was psychotic.
So instead of going to the Twitter to look at my post, go to our YouTube page where I do a Best of the Week compilation every week.
Yay! All right. Gay-Blind Mike! Gay-Blind Mike! Gay-Blind Mike.
He's just trying to hand the mic to Danny.
Good job. Shout out Mechanicsburg, dude. Shout out Mechanicsburg. Me and Shane.
Yes, dude. I'm a man. Fuck yeah.
Do you want
Did you
him?
Know that was he's from Mechanicsburg?
No, I forgot.
I had no idea.
We both got hit with that TMI bug pretty bad. 3 Mile Island fucked us up, dude.
Yeah, you lived a little bit further from the power lines, but
yeah. We got hit.
Well, all right. I think that was a fair punishment to bring him on and make him uncomfortable
Man,
for a few seconds.
Man, him being sad was really shit.
I didn't think he was going to be sad. I thought it was just going to be hilarious the whole time.
No, but that's okay.
He loved that.
He did love it in a weird way. Yeah. I mean, look,
that's why he came here, for sure.
He has real sadness. He is a blind child.
How old is he?
He's not that blind.
He's not that much of a child.
Is he gay?
We don't know for sure.
Is that a joke?
You can call him bi. I guess he's done gay shit.
You gay? Gay shit, yeah.
Like, accidentally.
I couldn't tell if it was a joke or not.
Adam, have you ever done any gay shit?
No.
What's the gayest thing you've ever done? There's an answer. It doesn't mean it's gay. The gayest thing you've ever done.
Is it have guys whack off to you?
I don't know. Probably just like fucking girls with guys and like.
Double teaming a chick together and your dicks touch?
I've never had that, but I've had the thing where I'm like clearly just thinking about how small their dick is while I'm fucking.
Oh, man.
I'm like fully just lost in thought, thinking about how their pubes are almost like longer than their boner. Like,
there was one guy.
Hey,
hold on. Not wrong with Will. Sometimes girls like that stuff. It's fine, dude.
Dave, when we double team,
he's definitely now. You just exposed Dave.
Yeah.
That he's definitely.
Me and Dave have double teamed chicks.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But were you thinking about how small my dick is? And did that make you harder?
Look at his face.
Remember
lying.
That? Remember when you found the note in your pocket that said, trim your pubes?
Guilty.
Signed anonymous.
Dave's got a hammer between his legs, and he's particularly skinny, so it fucking helps. Goddamn, dude.
Nah.
All right, guys, real quick, let me talk about one of my favorite sponsors here on the Gas Digital Network, which is Black Buffalo. I'll tell you right now, and I'm talking to people who are already chewing tobacco. This is for you guys because this is a great alternative. It is the best. It truly is, guys. It is a great alternative to chewing tobacco because this is tobacco-less.
Yep, no tobacco, leaf, or stem in the product at all.
It's tobacco-less chew.
It feels like real chew.
Hey, dude, I got this.
That was pretty good. That was good.
He's going to chime in the back of the room. He doesn't
know.
He genuinely
likes it.
Yeah, I know he does. But
that was good.
All right, come here, dude. Come here. Come up here.
That was a great Lewis 180.
Because I don't chew tobacco, I realized.
As someone that chewed tobacco.
What's your name, first of all?
Andrew.
Talk into the microphone, Andrew, you dickhead. Come on.
As someone that chewed for 20 years.
20 years.
When my brother right here recommended, helped me out health-wise, and my jaw is not going to fall off and die. So thank you.
Thank you, doggy. And you love it. Is it just as good?
This is 100% respect and love, and the product works.
You heard it. This is a real endorsement from a fan of the crowd.
That was a great endorsement, and sure, he's the CEO of the company, but...
There's no tobacco, but it's going to drive you crazy.
Look, if you're over 21 and you dip or chew tobacco, pouches or long cut, you have to try this alternative. It's called Black Buffalo. It's everything that you love about dipping, including the pharmaceutical-grade nicotine, just without the actual tobacco leaf or stem. It's made of edible grain leaves with food-grade ingredients with the same flavors, texture, aroma, pack, and nicotine as traditional tobacco products. No compromise required.
They also have nicotine-free as well.
Which is great. I love it. They have wintergreen. They have mint.
If you just want to suck on a pouch.
They have peach. They even have blood orange, Jay, which I know you love blood orange.
I do. It sounds so much like blood diamond, which I also love.
You do love a good slave.
I've never looked into how they're mined, but like I like them.
A slave mine diamond. They were born in the Midwest, raised in the South. Black Buffalo proudly manufactures their products here in the USA. Right now, if you guys want to go and check them out, go to blackbuffalo.com and use the promo code SKANKS when you check out for 25% off your first order.
Ooh la la.
Once again, it's blackbuffalo.com, promo code SKANKS for 25% off your first order. Okay, where were we?
Oh, fucking.
Well, what is that?
Are you trying to...
Not blow smoke in my
tricks.
Face? Oh. Do a smoke, you blow an O?
Ew.
Yeah, that's all. you don't inhale it. Jay, you don't inhale it. You have to just take the smoke in your mouth and then release the smoke.
Yeah, did I not just do it? I thought I did
no,
it harder
than
an arrow.
You don't have to. You don't inhale it,
dude. I don't
know
how to do it.
Do like a cigar.
Stop yelling at me. I can't do it.
If you think this is yelling, you can imagine what yelling is.
I can't.
Wow.
Oh.
Man, the bosses are fighting.
You wouldn't survive a yelling.
You think this is yelling? Well, buckle in, dick face. Dude, can we watch this Black China thing?
I wanted to watch the Justin Bieber thing.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Haven't Justin
seen
Bieber?
I haven't seen the oh, Black yeah, show China the smoke thing. Thing. I've seen smoke Bieber's tricks. Face for sure, yeah.
He's fine.
Yo.
Whoa.
Whoa. I guess the girl's going.
Whoa.
Damn, pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. I mean, sure, he's giving himself cancer.
Wow. This is
no, he's not, Lewis, because he's, well, maybe mouth cancer.
That's legit the coolest. That's the coolest skank fan possible.
Oh, he made a tornado.
Oh, that's the beginning of it, dude.
Whoa.
Whoa. Oh, my God.
See, listen to your audience.
They don't like it? Our audience doesn't like it? This is awesome.
Legion of Skank.
This rules. Shut up, Shane.
Would love the vape Olympics. Yo, hell yeah.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Right, that's
shut
awesome.
The fuck
that's
up,
awesome.
Shane.
That's
really?
Awesome.
Look at it, dude.
That is pretty cool.
Hey.
Shane, you can't do anything like that.
That shows no, like, hey, great job, but get out of here. We got a midget on stilts coming yeah, in. Yeah, so,
yeah. Shane, do you have a fun little thing you can do that no one really knows?
A bar trick. Give us a bar trick. Give him a bar trick, dude.
No.
None. I could do the paper crane. That's my one thing.
You should make the blind kid learn to do vape tricks.
I'm going to just make it.
You know, it'd be really easy to lie to him and everyone be like, oh.
Shut the fuck up, gay blind mug. Get some pug. Did you just spell your name and smoke? Yeah. Whoa. Whoa.
Have you seen Bieber's face?
Yeah. I keep thinking, like, everything with the lazy eye, I always think the wrong one's the lazy one.
I thought it was a Snapchat filter.
I thought the part of his face that was moving was the fucked up part.
Did you not think it was a filter?
Like, at first,
I thought it was a joke.
It was bullshit. First. Yeah, at first I
thought
I did.
Someone was fucking around the first time I saw it. Like, oh, they made a Justin Bieber face do this crazy shit. But
I don't feel bad because it's
it'd be funny if he was
curable.
Doing a bit.
It's a few
and then he comes and goes, I'm just fucking around. Whatever that stupid fucking disease that weirdos get.
It's not, it's like, it's curable. In a couple months, it clears up.
If you catch it early enough,
yeah. So I just don't feel bad for him.
Well, yeah, he's fine.
Yeah, I guess
he's married, but
he's a fucking bazillionaire and he's gorgeous. He's still better looking than everyone here.
But isn't it cool to think we might be better looking than him in a way if his face gets all fucked up?
No, dude.
I'll tell you what.
He's still better looking than us.
Now, if you can get a freeze frame of when he starts smiling on one side, it's pretty weird looking.
Dude, he's definitely better looking than us. He's gorgeous, though,
dude. He looks like Pennywise.
And down here, everybody floats.
He's got a little Harvey Dent, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's still more handsome than all of us. I don't give a shit what anybody.
No, you gotta get when he's looking to the side. He's a handsome fella.
And
no
he's
doubt.
Drooling out of one side of his mouth, but.
There started going a little wonky there.
Well, let's hear him talk. Why don't we just there we go.
There we go.
There he is.
Hey, you know what? I'd still fuck him over me.
His body isn't droopy.
I wanted to update you guys on.
Listen to his voice.
He's got a monster hog too. Remember his
dick
came out.
He's got a big dick.
No, how the fuck did I miss that? I'm a fan.
Oh, dude, it's not even a hardy, dude. It's a softy swinging.
Ah, that's the one that hurts the most.
It is. You're right.
That hurts the ego the most.
You're like,
dude.
It's going so good for him, and that
just
damn,
a giant floppy.
Damn.
Let's pull flopper. That up.
Remember, he said the N word years ago.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. He hit it.
Yeah, when he was a kid,
I forgot
he, was,
that.
He sang it a bunch.
He was singing it.
It's
like
hilarious.
He really meant it.
Yeah, he didn't just say the word. He said some things behind
he sang
it.
Like
that
a
really,
Klan song.
Yeah.
No one knows.
Nobody cares. Yeah. Why? How is it possible that nobody cares?
Sorry, guys. I sang that Klan song once, but moving on. Me and Ursher are about to lay something down.
That helps.
It does help a lot.
Yeah.
Also, well, his songs do.
How old was he when that happened? He was like 11.
He was young, yeah.
Yeah. Very beginning of his career.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, when he was young, he was fucking. It's so weird. What?
Yeah, it's like the Legion
of
Skanks.
A lot of people don't span a career from like child star to like mainstream. That doesn't happen a lot. They usually go nuts and fucking. He went nuts and came back.
Lose half their face.
Sometimes their face melts off. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes their face shuts off for a couple months.
Maybe
it's a forced vacation. He's fine. He's married to a Baldwin daughter, right?
I don't know.
I think he's married to a Baldwin daughter.
Haley Baldwin?
Yeah.
That sounds right.
That's crazy. I know that.
Haley Baldwin Bieber.
If you're Justin Bieber, would you ever get married? How retarded is that?
Dude, he's Maybe been he's crushing pussy since he was 11 if he yeah. wanted to. He's fucked quadruple the amount of women that you could dream of. And so, yeah, I don't know. Who knows if it'll last forever, but like, I definitely get him being like, well, let's mix it up.
He's like a god dude, too.
Huh?
He's like real into God.
Yeah, is he religious?
Yeah, he went religious, which is sick.
But he was like world famous, fucked 5 million girls, and was like a huge lean head all before he was like 23 or some shit. So he's like really kind of done it all.
That's great.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's fucking like
he's got a great life.
So he's like at 26 years old, he could be like, I think it's time to calm down a little
bit. Also, when you're that rich, getting married isn't the same thing as like one of us getting married. One of us getting married is an actual financial like thing. Yeah. For me, it's like, whatever, take half my money. I don't give a shit. It means nothing.
You know what's
nice? I bet they signed.
What I like about the show is you guys brought a blind guy out and we made fun of him. And now we're all like, Bieber's awesome. That guy's great. You guys really punch up, don't
really
you?
Punch it down. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, dude.
We set up the bit like we were just going to make fun of him for his paralyzed face.
We were all just like, you know, Bieber's the
that is
man.
Pretty weird, but you know, guy's cool. Guy's really, really cool.
Dude,
he handled his fame pretty surprisingly well, all things considered.
The first time I knew I was old was before Pete was like super famous. Pete Davidson was super famous. When Justin Bieber had the deposition, he had to show. Remember, he was like a dick in the deposition. He just sat there like, what? Right, I was home. Or when he got in trouble for driving down the street crazy or whatever.
Right.
He was doing his deposition for that. And like, I watched it and I was like, what a young bastard piece of shit. Like, just answer the fucking questions, jerk off. Right. Like, why are you being such a cunt about this? And when I talked to Pete, he was like, ah, that was awesome. And he was just like, fuck that. Fuck you guys. It's awesome. And I was like, oh, I guess I'm old. I'm like, just answer the goddamn questions, you son of a bitch.
You know when I
respect the police, you goddamn son of a bitch.
You know when I realized that I was old? When Adam 22 called us old white men.
Yeah. That hit you. That stayed
with
you.
Yeah, no, that one stuck with me a little.
I didn't even think about it.
No, I'm sorry about that.
Because I'm losing my hair.
You're clearly Latinx.
Oh, fuck. No. Whiskey everywhere. It's so cold.
Dude,
I'm supposed
really
to go on stage downstairs. I have no other pants.
I bet if you hold the fire close to it, it'll dry up.
You hear what I said? What? I said, that's going to be the reason your set doesn't go great. At least you can blame the pants. You're like, fucking pants, I would have killed.
Well, it was going great, and then everyone noticed my pants.
Damn. That's awful.
That sucks.
An entire cup of whiskey. Yeah. Oh, new hot waitress was in the room too. Fuck.
Damn.
Oh, she saw what a fool you are.
Sick, like he does sit in the middle. You do sit in the boss seat.
I do.
You might
in the
be
boss
the boss.
I am the boss.
Well, before you say that, we usually have like two guests, and when we have two guests, we have to sit like this. But technically, we're a three man group, and I'm
see.
At the head.
Yes.
Depends how you read it.
Or depending on how you're looking at it, it's position 1, 2, 3.
That's insane.
Yeah. I mean, if it was a podium to be
nah, Dave's on drums, you're slapping bass, dude, and I'm fucking playing guitar and singing the whole time.
Yeah.
To be fair, Lewis's logic could easily be turned around the other way. Just saying, we're just counting 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3.
So wipe my crotch.
Who would win in a fight between the three
pistachio.
Of you? Like, who would be the most dominant physically?
Oh, well,
look at him mopping your dick. Holy shit.
Like, if we all fought in one night, I could probably fuck both of them up with like a half hour break.
You really think?
Man. You'd lose the most.
Now, Lewis is like training a ton, so probably Lewis.
Lewis does.
No, Lewis genuinely fights. Right. Yeah,
if
Lewis
didn't do training,
fight.
I'd go with Jay. Yeah.
No, I would have beat Jay's ass before I trained.
Really?
No,
yes,
no way.
Guaranteed.
No, I've dude, I don't let your shit up, dude.
Yeah, dude, no way. I'd fucking
all right, Lewis.
But
Jay,
you
guys have to fight, and Lewis, you have to pinky promise to not use any. No, of
nothing you've learned.
No holds.
Honor system.
Promise me no holds.
No holds. Shift down.
No holds, but I can hold. You can't hold, though.
Dude, that sucks dick, dude.
What?
I'm so annoyed. I can't go on stage now.
Oh, come on, dude. Get up there. Make that part of the bit.
Yeah. Isn't that what you're supposed to do?
Spill whiskey on my dick. Classic me.
Everywhere. It's all over my
dick. It looks like you're wearing those cow speckled jeans from the 90s.
Fine. No, it doesn't look fine.
No, dude, you look absolutely.
Pull your shirt down.
It's not even noticeable.
Really far.
Oh, man, I'm so upset right now.
No, it's going to be cool. You're going to look cool.
It'll dry up before you go on stage.
You think so?
What time is it?
No way.
It could dry.
Yeah, it'll dry.
Don't worry about
dude,
it.
You're gold.
Shane, trade pants with Lewis real quick.
No, I have.
Dude, can I borrow your pants when I go on stage?
No, I have shows.
Yeah,
I have shows.
You should hair dry it for the rest of the show.
To be a hair. Wait, I can.
Oh, dude, why don't you go in the bathroom and hand dry your dick?
Forget it. Let's move on.
But we're gonna know you're still thinking about it.
Oh, it's gonna be in my head the whole time.
Yeah. Has it soaked through to your wiener yet?
Yeah, dude, it spilled everywhere. Dude, it's on my dick and my fucking thighs.
Oh, it's the worst.
That's so crazy. You took like four dabs in like 20 minutes and knocked something over.
Yeah.
Who would have ever thought that would make you kind of clumsy?
If Lewis was stone sober and wide awake, he would knock something over.
Okay.
It's just for the
first
time.
I don't like how Adam 22 has caught on that we make fun of me on this show.
Yeah, he gets it.
Just way too
He's
quickly.
Like, oh, this guy's the ass? I get it. I got you white. I'm ready to jump in.
I don't like how perceptive
he called
is
you white
the,
and old,
of
dude.
The tone of the show. Adam 20 fucking 2.
You're an old white person and a clumsy idiot. Adam 22 is right.
That's it. I'm going to fuck you up in Kendama in a little bit. Don't you worry about that, bro.
Good luck.
Are you good at Kendama?
Yeah.
Well, better than cool. him, probably.
Yeah, you're definitely better than me. But I'm still going to try to fuck you up at Kendama.
So wait, you guys are going
to
have the coolest guy in the room off? Hold on a second.
Whoa. Well, save the pussy for the rest of us.
Lewis is really good at Kendama, I think, till it counts, right?
Yeah, once everyone's watching me, then I can't land a single trick.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
This guy's used to that.
Mm. Yeah, he's going to make you look like an
asshole.
He can
perform under that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Pistachio.
With a boner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His name
that's the worst
his
thing
name
that happens.
Is Pedro Sanchez.
You ever lose boners?
When you're playing Kendama, sometimes you'll like just hit your nuts just perfectly with the ball or whatever. It'll just tap you and you'll just be on the ground in agony.
It is the most dangerous sport in the world.
Oh, no, but
you're right. You're right, Adam 22. It's fucking dangerous as shit.
Yeah. Just so you know, also, me and Lewis don't have big balls that would get whacked by Kendama either. Yeah. We have little dicks and tight ball
tough
bags.
Fat, I got fat thighs that sort of protect my balls.
Yeah.
Oh, my thighs were just whacked.
Your balls get are those on the inside.
You get through those quads and hit balls, that Kendama ball better be 45 pounds, dude.
It's tough to hit, dude. It's like the end of Star Wars. That's Kendama ball.
The smallest little thing inside the Death Star.
Do you ever lose boners while you're having sex on camera?
I've been really lucky.
Really?
One time, like,
you blew chew up or we, you know,
no, I don't. I go raw.
But really?
We do an interview and then we fuck the girl after. That's like me and my fiance's podcast, Plug Talk. And
what an awesome concept for a podcast.
Available at onlyplugtalk.com. But one time I smoked a blunt with the girl between the interview and the sex, and it fucked me up and I couldn't get hard for a while, but for the most part.
Can you this is old man shit right here for sure, because I lean to the plug.
Do these young ladies have parents?
I knew
sometimes.
Her when I came upon her name. I didn't know you guys were even engaged, so Lewis told me that last week. But she was like, but I remember the big deal was that like YouTuber Lena the Plug does porn. What was she known? Was she doing porn, then did a YouTube thing and happened to be doing porn?
Stop being a creep, dude. We're asking about his porn career, not his chicks.
It's the same thing, I think.
She was a YouTuber, and then she made a video. Like, she asked me if I was down. She said, like, are you down to do a sex tape with me when I get to 1 million subscribers? And then, like, every fucking blog or whatever picks it up and turns it into clickbait, you know?
Hell yeah.
This is before you guys were dating?
This is when we were kind of fucking, like, halfway dating.
Nice.
Yeah. That's awesome. But what was she as a YouTuber for? What was just like
stupid girl shit? Really? About, you know, what do girls talk about? I don't fucking know, man.
Makeup tutorials and what have you.
I mean, let's be real. It wasn't all that inspired. Yeah. She knows.
I like that.
Yeah.
She's just.
I love
like,
it, but he never even watched it.
I'm a hot girl. I have a YouTube channel. Look at me. I'm talking about nothing. Yeah.
I know when she got to 1 million. That's fucking great.
Yeah.
That's fucking great.
That's
cool. Lewis, please, can we please watch this thing? I want to watch it so bad. The Black China fight.
Oh yeah, dude,
I've heard all the build up hype, but I didn't see the fight.
You know, Black China walked out on me during our interview.
I literally was saying outside. I'm trying to remember. I didn't know it was her, but somebody's walked out on you. She like pissed.
Yeah, she wanted to pee, and our bathroom was too dirty for her and her giant fake ass. So she fucking had to pee and was super salty. And then I didn't want to talk about her fucking music career, and I kept asking her about different rappers that she had dated, and eventually she walked out. And the funniest shit about it was that her manager comes over right away and was just like, nice meeting you, man. Take care. Like, it was nothing to him. Like, this is just like, he's so jaded to this kind of thing. It was pretty cool. Yeah.
He's dealt with that before.
Yeah, I think that's great. It's kind of her thing.
Yeah, so you were saying outside your most viral thing was the girl where the girl was like, I fucked the entire Phoenix Suns.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That was you?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. I watched that.
Yeah. And Barstool, like, brings that back constantly. Like, it just never stops. Just the picture of her is enough. Yeah.
She was like, they would just walk in and be like, oh, is this what's going on? She's like, so I just start sucking another one off. I'm like, damn, dude, where is your father?
But it started, she was fucking like an assistant Box coach. Seats. And then like seven of the players walk in and she just takes them all on.
It's wild.
I know, isn't that like the sixth
It would suck if that, dude, was a Suns fan. Her dad was just like, I love
these. Oh, that's the worst.
These guys got so much heart, I love them. And then that comes out and he's like, motherfucker.
She goes, that's crazy about your daughter. He goes, you know what's crazy is how we lost in the second round of the playoffs this year. Oh, that's crazy.
We have a friend who's a Knicks fan whose girlfriend left him and started dating somebody on the Knicks.
No.
Oh,
that girl's her dad is like a Mormon preacher, too.
Really?
So I'm sure he really, really liked that being viral. Yeah.
All right, guys, let's take a moment and thank our sponsor for today's show. This is for adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal.
Getting jiggy with it, bro.
That's right. We want to tell you about Yo Delta, the official Delta 8 sponsor of
What's
the Gas Digital Network.
Yo Delta Vampire, how are you, dude? I see you. I brought a kendama for you, which I know you love doing fun fidget toys.
Oh, dude, I'm all into kendama.
I know.
You want to see the guy go to work?
Let me see. Oh, my God, you're...
What are you going to do if I nail this, dude?
Look, I'm going to be impressed. I mean...
What will you do for
me? You have superhuman powers. You're a vampire.
That's not true. Just basic stuff. Not really hand-eye coordination shit, you know? Yeah, biting necks, living forever, sleeping in a coffin. That's pretty dope. But if I could do this, it's going to open up a whole new world of puss for the big guy. You know what I mean?
Let's see. Let me see. Three.
How many tries do I get before I'm gay?
No, that's it. That's it. Listen, you're
It's all wrapped in the mic cord
now. You're not the vampire. You're gonna sit here all day trying to do this.
Don't sit. Now I want to do it so bad.
It's probably not gonna happen. You're too high on Yo Delta Delta 8 THC. Yo Delta Vampire. We're gonna spend all day doing this. We have to move on. He's not hypnotizing me. He keeps on hypnotizing me to watch him.
Lewis, watch me do this. Also, get hard while it's happening.
He nailed it! Yay!
What happened? Wow. My eyes were closed. Did I nail it?
You nailed it. It's an audio.
Drum roll, please.
Wow, I can't believe you did that.
All right, so go get Delta 8 at yodelta.com.
Oh, dude.
They have gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs.
And it's legal in 42 states.
Yodelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. Use the promo code GAS and you'll get 25% off your order. Yodelta.com, promo code GAS for 25% off. Incredible feat of strength, Yo Delta Vampire.
Yes, thank you. Nailed it. Kendama.
Dude, how much does your girl hate kendama?
It used to be more of a problem. I had some
late nights when I first got into it.
Here's what happens. You have to be a little bit ADD to get into it. And you just, for hours, you just practice these moves. And for the outside world, you look like a retarded person.
I had a friend who used to do a lot of coke and stay up till like 9 in the morning doing it, and he got pretty good really fast.
Dudes, I'd love to talk to you all day about kendama, but I got pussy coming over, you know what I mean? If you wouldn't mind, let's get back into it, yes?
All right, so pull this Black China fight.
I like the full fight.
Full fight.
How long's the fight?
That's all right. Wait, so I'm sorry. I just don't know the people involved in this. So
Black China has a kid with the Kardashian son.
Yeah.
She was just like a video.
She
hoe,
got
right?
famous for dating Tyga and whatever.
And who's the
and
other?
Who's the
chick?
Other one?
The other is like an anonymous fucking Instagram girl with like a million followers who they found a fighter.
Which girl's Black China?
Hey, everyone, pay attention. This went bad last time.
The darker skinned one.
I think.
You can't do that in boxing. You can't like grab the person and throw them on the ground.
Black China's almost done porn a few times. She has like half-ass porn out there.
She had like leaked footage of her sucking dick, and it was like the worst blowjob ever. And
Twitter like destroyed her for a few days for it.
For looking at, I don't mind the big stupid ass.
No, I know, right?
Like for looking at, like Nicki Minaj, when they show that, it's like, look, you see where the ass stops and her body begins when she sits down. I'm like, sure, but that's fun to look at.
Yeah. It'd be fun to fuck shit if you were
fake. Yeah, probably fun to fuck, but you're right, exactly.
Like, I hooked up with a girl with a fake ass once.
Really? Black China's ass doesn't look that big here, though.
It wasn't crazy. It was like a...
But like going to the store with her or doing something just like... genuinely, like regular, probably sucks when they're walking around with their stupid shelf ass. I watched today, dude, on my street. It is fun. If you're a girl walking that, this girl was wearing pretty modest pants, but you can see she had like a big ass in them. And just like when a girl walks down the street, she doesn't even have to turn around to know that. I watched two guys sitting outside of like a bar, like the thing where they both look, and it's like, right?
Yeah.
Like, poor women, that really is all day long.
I
love
it.
The people behind you, there's 12 people behind you. If you walk anywhere, that at some point acknowledged whatever something about your body.
I've never stopped catcalling. I just keep it going.
Just
when I see a woman in the street, and I will verbally appreciate her to her. I will let her know that I enjoy.
So like I got called catcalling, but I used to be so impressed with like when I was younger in Philly, like the black guys that would walk up and be like, "Damn, girl, you look really," like, and they would just start doing that.
Yeah.
Just start talking to them. I'd be like. Just cold talking on the street. I'm like, no
hell
way.
Yeah.
My girl's got the rude New York awakening to the fact that dudes are going to fucking scream at her everywhere she goes out here this past week. It's been cool for her. Yeah.
Yeah, New York will do that. See, and it really is just, it's not white guys. It's just black and Puerto Rican guys. We do love to yell at a woman.
When's the last time construction workers really fucking.
So, wait,
went to
what's
work
the point
somebody?
Of this that we're watching?
I think they 69 at some point.
That was really it. That was the whole fight. Who's that one? That one's kind of hot. Is that Black China?
No, that's Black China.
This is why nobody cares
Black
about
China.
These fucking influencer
this
boxing
shit's fucking
things.
Hot, dude.
It's so stupid.
What happened? They just stopped it?
This is retarded.
Yeah, the face mask, meaning that they can't really like get their facial features rearranged, that kind of ruins it for me.
But at the backstage, I think, is where something went down, right?
Yeah. Oh, really?
People got pissed
what
off
happened
backstage?
You should have seen Ellis, man.
The girl who trained Black China tried to fight the girl...
Who won?
I don't know if they... Did she win? I thought it was a draw, like a bullshit draw. But then they fought
This sucks.
Fight.
I hate this so much.
Her trainer tried to attack...
All right, let's see. Hopefully that's better.
The girl who fought Black China.
Let's see.
Men are fighting.
We all know.
Your volume?
Like, I won. I'm winning.
She won?
Is that the trainer?
Yeah.
Who's that? That girl's hot.
No, that was the girl who won.
That was the girl who won. Oh, she's hot, dude.
Hollywood Larry?
The Hollywood Larry.
That guy was Black China's stylist.
Hollywood Larry?
Yes.
Oh, I'll keep your finger on the pulse, Bobby.
They love geography.
Tamara Frappicella sounds like a Starbucks drink.
Frappicella? Yes.
I guess
dude,
trainer,
I love her. Look how hot she is, dude. She rules.
That's you fought Black China?
Yeah, dude. Alicia Magin.
Mugen.
Good for her.
Yeah, she's smoking, dude. Hell yeah.
Magin.
It's a cool thing she's wearing around her neck. I might get that from my girlfriend.
She looks like a Greek restaurant coffee cup.
Hey, you want to look like a freak?
It feels like she shouldn't be that hot right after the fight.
Yeah.
Well, they're women. After a fight?
Well, they're not good at fighting.
Yeah.
They have no power, and they're wearing headgear. So, yeah, I mean,
yeah,
it was a two-minute fight.
She popped in the shit. Flavor,
Flavor,
Flavor
there.
The fights were entertaining.
Yeah,
tonight.
I'm
going to
name her Beefy. 14 E's.
Yeah, boy.
He actually looks pretty good.
Yeah. She's icing her neck.
He looks pretty good. He looks the exact same.
As, like, Flavor of Love
is.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's doing pretty good.
I hated
yeah,
that.
He's looked like he was like 70 forever.
Yeah. Yeah, would you break up with your girl right now if you found out she banged Flavor Flav back in the day?
Definitely.
Ooh.
It'd be a long
back
time.
In the day. Well, yeah, she'd be 60 years old.
Yeah. Well, Jay, because you guys are both in relationships. So if you didn't know, you found out right now that Christine or Lauren had sex with Flavor Flav, and they never told you about
this. It'd be a concern that it never came up for sure. Be like, we've had a lot of conversations. Never thought it was the right time.
It's not so much. It's not even so much about it being Flavor.
We watched all three seasons.
It's just about how did you get this far in the relationship knowing that?
There's a couple fucking goblins who, if you find out your girl fucked, you understand because there's definitely like guys, girls can fuck simply for the story.
Right.
If someone's like, I fucked Ron Jeremy, none of those girls were like, I just thought he was so attractive and sweet. You're just like, I'm gonna fuck that big, huge dick on that fat, ugly guy. Like it's like. whatever. You know, you have to have a little reckless abandon.
I don't know how I feel about dating girls who fuck for stories.
I would, if I found out.
This would be a Ron Jeremy story.
Dude, if I found out that my wife ever fucked someone for the story, that would be worse than whoever they fucked.
Ah, you guys are uptight, bro.
I was dating a girl that told me she went home from a bar with a dude in a wheelchair and jerked him off because she felt bad for him.
That's actually
pretty
that's
a good sick. Woman.
That's
a good woman.
Yeah, I felt weird knowing it, but also I was like, I guess you're a good person.
Yeah,
but
that's
a good one. Disgusted by like, you.
I didn't realize I was dating a Christian. All right.
Yeah. I hooked up with a girl in a wheelchair, and part of it was because I felt bad for her.
And part of the other part was because I was
the other part was because we already tied her ankles around his waist.
You fucked a girl in a wheelchair?
I didn't fuck her. We hooked up.
What, you give her kisses on the top of her head?
He ate her pussy, but she had no idea.
No, dude, we went back to her place, and I told you, I had to tell the story on the podcast years ago.
Did she give you a head and just go?
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
No, she
Man,
had a friend.
They love me now.
That was good. That was solid.
She had a friend with her, and she was like, before we went back to her place, she was like, hey, make sure you give us equal attention. And I was like, oh, I felt so bad. She like told me specifically to pay attention to both of them.
Hey, don't be weird with my fucking crazy legs friend.
No, the girl in the wheelchair said that to me.
Oh,
hey. She was like, hey, it was just sad because I felt so bad. She's like, hey, just make sure you give us equal attention. I was like, oh, Jesus.
She's like, look, I know the super fun thing is having to carry me out of my chair to the bed and slap my noodle legs around. But also, if you could pay attention to my hotter, fully abled friend.
So then the whole time we start hooking up, I said, I'm really paying attention to the wheelchair because I felt so bad. I was like, I gotta like, so I'm basically ignoring the hot Asian chick that was there.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh my God, you're so hot for having atrophy legs.
So then, yeah, she goes, at one point she pulls me aside. She's like, listen to me. I told you not to ignore my friend. And I was like, oh, I thought you meant you. Yeah,
so she goes, you thought she was asking you to not just try to fuck my
she
friend,
was
but also
just that,
fuck me.
That's the wheelchair chick was that delusional that she was like, "Come on, she needs this."
I bet she's not. I bet she's not wrong, dude. I bet anytime somebody gets her in the bedroom, they're like throwing her fucking
force, dude.
Slapping her,
just
legs.
Fucking elbowing her in the pussy.
Yeah, yeah. For real, I bet that happens a lot.
It's like a stuffed animal.
So you didn't fuck her. You just like got head or something.
Yeah, we just messed around.
Wow,
we messed around. Her legs were very like underdeveloped.
Of
and
course
weird.
They were.
When I was living in Bushwick, I was fucking. I met this girl at the bar, but we were sitting down at the bar, and then I realized later on, once I had gone to her house, that she had like a disability and she was walking like this.
Oh, a little hitch in the giddy up.
And I hung out with her. Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I hung out with her for like an hour, and I just like could not bring myself to do it, so I leave. And then I keep seeing her around, and she has a boyfriend who's a kickboxer, and I kept thinking he might beat my ass for not fucking his girl. Luckily, nothing came of that.
Did you feel her pussy?
Yeah.
Did she have pussy muscles? Did it clinch at all?
She couldn't do Kegels, Jay.
That's what I'm saying. She dead pussy?
She told me she could feel down there, but I think she was lying.
Yeah. Why do you say that? Because she said because she kept asking you if it was in?
Yeah.
It's like whenever you're She's like, whenever you're ready, he's like, I came inside of you.
Yeah.
Oh, all right, time to go.
Yeah. Whenever you're ready and you just cut over to Lewis smoking a cigarette on the bed. Huh?
I don't know. Tom's trying to start chance now here. Tom, do you think you can fucking start chance, dude?
He just did.
Who gave you the fucking right?
It was gold.
Who gave you the right?
He just started it.
No, dude.
It went good.
No, dude.
Dude, look, I banged one, dude. I banged one from half court.
We decided that they can't start chance. We decided this in the room.
The crew?
Any of the crew are these fucking idiots. The people don't
All right.
know.
I know. So they already knew. He must have felt inspired by my fantastic punchline.
That's pretty good, man.
It's crazy.
Thanks, dude.
I'm trying to control this show, dude. We were off the rails for a while, and the show stopped being funny. And just recently,
when?
We pulled it back for like a couple months there.
Yeah. Christ, are you talking about?
Show went off the rails there for the last 4 years, but we're getting back. We're getting back to where we were.
Lewis is doing the we again. We weren't funny for a while. I thought I was killing it every week.
No, we were just too caught up with harassing the waitress. And we just weren't being funny.
Where
Between
is new
that,
waitress?
Screaming the N-word, you know.
Dude, new waitress is so hot. What's new waitress's name?
Did I you think, want new waitress.
Yeah.
I think you got it, bro.
This is. I think this is a new era.
Of what?
Wow.
This is a new era.
You get to make it weird with yet somebody else?
I don't think I ever made it that weird with waitress, to be honest with you.
Come on.
No.
I think we give her infamy.
I think with the waitress, he was good. Just so everybody knows, off the show, he would be like, are you good?
Right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, that was Shane. Good. Because the first time he did it, I was sitting there like... No, don't get me wrong. I had a couple drinks and jumped in. the first time I was...
No, the reason I tip her so well is because I'm just paying her to keep her fucking mouth shut.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no camera.
She accepts the money.
Straight hush money.
Hey.
She took it. He doesn't check, so there's deposit. There's a paper trail.
Hey, here's $200 in 20s, and I'm just going to spell out NDA.
Hey there. Let's talk about one of our amazing sponsors over here at Legion of Skanks. They're so cool. If you're an auto mechanic or just a super cool dude who wants to work on your car, we're talking about rockauto.com. Oh, is that the full moon? Is that the full moon? Oh, no. It's the Rock Auto Werewolf, Dave.
Hey.
Did you make our silver necklaces?
Hey, boys.
Oh, hey. What's up? You heard us talking about Rock Auto?
And I heard you talking about rockauto.com. It was a full moon, and I really want to work on my fucking car.
No, the moon's going away.
Oh, wow. Hey, what happened?
Louis, why are you shirtless? Why are you shirtless, but your pants are untouched because your thighs are already so big?
Oh, dude. Don't make fun of my fat thighs, you piece of shit.
That's the only thing that gets you.
You have insecurity too, you motherfucker.
I do.
Oh, is that a full moon? Oh,
hang on a second. It's the werewolf's back.
My thighs are pretty cool, right?
Oh, okay, they're not bad. You know what I mean?
Is your voice starting to strain a little bit?
It hurts so much.
Oh, don't worry. The moon went away.
Oh, thank God.
I was just behind a tree.
Hang on,
it's back.
RockAuto.com. You can easily find everything you need, whether you're a mechanic, a werewolf, you work in an auto shop, or you own your own car. Everyone has access to the same incredible pricing at RockAuto.com.
I need a muffler.
Dude, I got great news. I can order that. I'm going to put it in order. I'll pay for it, because I'm going to throw it on top of my order of Yosemite sent back off mud flaps. RockAuto.com has the same pricing no matter what you're doing to your car. They have all the parts available. Go check them out.
Nobody's paying in silver, right?
No, you're totally fine,
dude. Thank God.
One more time, go to rockauto.com. No promo code needed. Pricing's already that good. Tell them that you heard about him on the Legion of Skanks, please. It's going away. Moon's going away. Louis, you okay?
Oh, fuck, dude. I just woke up. Where was I? Why am I naked?
Dude, here. You could borrow my shirt, but don't worry. Your pants are untouched. RockAuto.com, everybody. All right, let's get back into it.
Yeah, so we're gonna get to the bottom of New Waitress. We have to talk about this. This is a big story that's unfolding as we speak. There was a man arrested. It was somewhere in a Greek party resort of Malia. There was a British father who was arrested for raping his own daughter. 70 years old. His daughter was 34, so it's funny. It's not sad. It's not a child. It's not a child. It's an old man raping an adult woman. It's hilarious, okay?
How old was she?
She was 34. He was 70. This is a funny story. Don't be fucking tight on me right now, guys. Chill.
He's wanted to fuck her since he was like 28.
Father denied it.
He denied it. Well, there's closed caption television showing the father attacking. So I read the whole story 5 times until I could come. And
hey,
he's a speed reader.
over and over.
He's got a thumbs up. 70-year-old British. Oh God. 34-year-old daughter. Oh, jeez, happening. The man who's been identified doesn't matter. Holiday. Ooh, there it is. Footage. Oh Lordy, drinking together. I knew it. Batch.
So now, all she could remember was that a man wearing all white clothes attacked her.
She was having a horrible childhood.
Yeah. So then the officers who reviewed the footage said the pair had been drinking together in a bar when the father made an obscene gesture to his daughter, hit her in the face, then followed her out onto the street and raped her on a deserted beach.
Jesus. At 70. This is what this guy's doing.
This guy's fucking... Look, at the very least...
That guy wanted his college money back.
Yeah. Third...
Your goddamn secretary.
Third worst family vacation ever.
And the daughter...
This is fucking wild.
Dude, the daughter denied it. She was like, no, there's no way. She was like, my father wouldn't do that. So now they're doing a DNA test, and we're awaiting
wait,
the results.
She's saying no.
She's saying no, too.
Wait.
But the cops are saying, no, we have footage of this guy doing this.
So they're both like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but they're British. They're also British, which makes it.
This didn't happen? That sucks. These articles are being written. There.
Where's Giannis Pappas to answer all of our Greek questions right now?
Like, you fuck your daughter. He's like, no. What the fuck?
No, I believe that this happened. I why would the cops lie about this? She's
just
Giannis, drunk.
So we need Giannis to get what? Why would the?
I would also
kind of weird like family shit as the daughter.
This is not about Giannis or the Greece. These people are British.
Oh, they were in
Greece.
Yes,
but it's the Greeks who are writing about it.
The Greeks love that shit. They love incest.
Oh, Greek is anal sex, dude. So there's nothing to do with this. But I want to throw that out there, yeah.
What do you mean?
I'm high. I don't know, man.
Greek is anal sex?
Greek is
anal
sex. You never heard that called Greek before?
Do you speak with hookers? Do you speak Greek?
No, I don't talk to hookers. I don't know what's funny about that shit.
Greek means anal.
I didn't know that.
You don't speak Greek? You never heard that, dude?
No.
I don't speak
liar.
Greek.
She's a liar, dude.
Speak Greek's a weird way to put it. That sounds like hooker talk.
Greek?
I think we're for porn.
You go to hookers and go... What are you, Greek or something? And they're like,
no,
yeah.
I've never asked a hooker if she does anal ever.
I've never talked to a hooker, for real.
Once in your life ever?
You've never
spoken to one? Really? Shut up, Shane.
I mean, I probably have at like a strip club.
There was a period of my life where I would order hookers, jerk off, and cancel before they got there.
Oh, you're a time waster.
Wow.
They hate it, dude.
That's legitimately worse, morally speaking, than killing a hooker. Wasting their time.
You just made her run out. She was already dealing with it in her head that she was going to fuck some guy for a pittance of money. Yeah. And then the guy was like, nah. Did it myself.
You know, fucked up. I wouldn't even order expensive hookers. I would still be cheap with the hookers that I was going to cancel on. Yeah, dude.
You knew you were going to cancel? I used to do the, this is before like laptops on the road and shit. I used to do the race to think about getting, I probably only fucked for money five times in my life maybe, but I've thought about it a zillion times. And like I used to, so you go.
He's always thinking about
it.
You
not afford it. When I go on the road, I in the local pits before, I wasn't like drawing a crowd or anything. Yeah. Or I'd be opening for somebody else and sitting in a weird hotel room, and you'd get into the local, whatever, like the Village Voices in whatever city, and look in the back pages, and like I'd put on the Girls Gone Wild infomercial.
Yeah.
Because it would be running 24 on some channel in a hotel room, and I would jerk off to be like, come on, dude. If you pay for this, you're going to fucking be so upset if you pay for it and just try to beat the urge to call a hooker by jerking off to Girls Gone Wild infomercials.
Like, how much
and then laptops came along and everything was different.
Oh. What I do, this is a great category. So if you go to eros.com, you can click on hookers. Like you could, like, not hookers, they're all hookers. You could do is you could click on porn stars. You live this life where you just fuck porn stars, but you can order porn stars. order porn stars on eros.com, right? But this is just what I do is I'll just go look up all the porn stars that I can order, right? And then I'll go and jerk off to their porn. But that's like a whole other level.
Can I tell you something? What? There's things, Lewis. Sometimes you say shit and I'm like...
You love it.
I love it.
You love it. I knew you loved it, dude. I knew you loved it.
Let's bump our mics.
Bump mics.
Just the idea that you could do it.
I could. I'm not going to spend the $1,200.
Well, please enlighten Adam 22 to your other thing that I just absolutely love.
Oh, so very often you'll find this at this point now. It's all over the place. You'll find, in fact, our fans put they edit it together for us now. You can find this on Reddit. It's great.
That's so great.
But you can find like porn stars, like retired porn stars chicks that are like talking about like the pains of the industry, like how bad it was. And like they get really in, like they'll start crying.
You jerk off.
No, it's better.
Wait,
it's deeper and darker.
It's
Adam.
Substantially more fucked up than that. Okay. So buckle up.
I think it's. I might dare I say call it genius.
Yeah. So they'll be crying on a radio interview about how it ruined their life. They can't get a real job. They can't have their kids are going to find out one day. But then what I'll do is I'll take that audio and I will superimpose it over video of them getting fucked.
Right.
So I'll jerk off to the porn of them getting fucked with the audio.
Sometimes you can find the scene they're complaining about.
Yeah. Very often you can find the specific scene where they're like, I was being assaulted in this scene. And that's a...
I know a girl who drank a bowl of pee on set, and she complains about it a lot. Oh,
what's her name?
Lana Rhodes.
Lana Rhodes. Yes. Yeah. She did. She's anti-porn
she's
now.
She's super
big
hot, and she resents.
She's so
this
hot,
pee
dude.
Drinking incident.
Yeah, and I jerked off. The Legion of Skanks on the subreddit, they superimpose her talking about that with the pee drinking scene, and I would never jerk off the pee drinking unless it's with her crying.
How
describing
and
it?
And her complaint is that she was like she's saying she was forced to drink
she
a bowl.
Didn't
of
say
pee.
She was
she's really really hot. How hot do you have to be in porn to be able to comfortably say no to, like, I shouldn't
have
to drink
piss? She was young and she didn't realize that she kind of like didn't have to go along with these, because normally in porn it's very much agreed upon what you're going to do, and this guy was just kind of improvising and like bringing out new ideas.
Sounds like a jazz musician.
Yeah, it's kind of
yeah. Wait, you're going to blame this guy? Skidded, skidat, that.
Like, bring up that pee. Snare a little.
I don't know, punch her in the face. She seems to be going with it.
Drink this pee. Yeah.
Can't even see it. Give
can't
her a little.
Oh,
shoot it. Good job wearing windbreaker shorts, dude.
They're not windbreaker shorts. They're actually really nice athletic pants that I got from Equinox.
They're nice athletic pants. They're not windbreakers, yeah. Jay. They're nice athletic pants.
You bought
pants.
Them from Equinox? No, they
were
just expensive.
Can you stop with your fucking soundtrack, you fat fucking proud boy? You fucking squeeze your fucking
You don't know
tits.
If he's a proud boy. We do know he's fat.
Fucking Christ, dude. Every time we fucking say something, he's making a squeak.
You're only
going
to get one charge of defamation on that.
Squealing in the back.
Why are you in fact fat, sir? I am.
I don't know. Do you hear him making noises?
I haven't heard him squealing.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm hypersensitive to squeals. Let's do plugs, and we have a few other things to talk about here, dude. This is a great show, by the way.
Wow,
by the way, guys, how great of a show is today? Crushing it. Shane Gillis, Adam 22. Some of the best in the biz. What a show. What a mashup. Nobody saw this mashup coming up.
No.
You know?
Here we
this
are.
It's great, dude. Here we are.
Adam 22, tell us what you got. What do you want to plug?
Onlyplugtalk.com and No Jumper, you know, on YouTube, stuff like that.
Fuck yeah, dude. Oh. Shane Gillis.
Matt and Shane Secret Podcast. Check it out.
And you're all over. Where do they get tickets for your shows? Dude, you're all over the place.
I'll just look at Twitter. Okay. My website sucks.
Davey?
This weekend I'm out in Chicago with Robbie the Fire Bernstein opening for me, two stand-up shows and a live Part of the Problem podcast. And then I'm in New Hampshire the following weekend, Philly in July, Vegas, and a bunch of other stuff coming up. And Part of the Problem and Yo MMA Rap, all right here at the Gas Digital Network.
Oh, yeah.
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire. I suck guys or
rock,
die.
Paper, scissors. See who goes first?
Okay.
Just one. Okay. All right, rock, paper, something scissors, like shoot. Damn it, fuck.
BigJComedy.com for all my dates, everybody. This coming weekend, me and Shane both, for the next 2 weekends, are going to be on Bert Kreischer's Fully Loaded Tour. It's going to be fucking a lot of drinking, a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So come check that out. I think I'm juggling to make sure I can still do a date in Albany next month, because I am going to be also hosting the Nasty Show at Just for Last Festival in Montreal. So I'll be doing that for 2 weeks. Come check that out. Josh Adam Myers, Bobby Kelly on that, Yamini Kassan. There's a bunch of our friends at the prestigious JFL Festival. And after that, I'm back on my own a bunch on the road. Brick City Comedy Club coming up. Amongst others, go to BigJComedy.com for all my dates. SDR show right here on the Gas Digital Network. And of course, the Bonfire, 5 days a week, Faction Talk, Sirius XM 103. Me and Dan Soder, come check us out. Check out merch, TheBonfireMerch.com. And the talks are getting heated now. We're figuring it all out, but I'm excited, man. We're doing my special at fucking Skank Fest
this year. Skank Fest Vegas.
Yeah.
We're figuring it out.
We got a lot of stuff coming up. This month, I'm going on the road with Zach and Miko a bunch. This Friday night, I'll be at Soul Joel's in Whatever'sville, Pennsylvania. And then next weekend, I'm in the Co-host Music Hall in Albany. And I'm at the Emmaus Theater in Emmaus, Pennsylvania as well. Then July 1st through 3rd, me and Aaron Berger kicking off our Offend Everyone tour at the Creek and Cave in Austin, Texas. We're going all over the place. Go to lewisofskanks.com and grab tickets for those shows and many more. Subscribe
to your team.
Are you guys gonna offend everyone?
Maybe. We might.
You better not.
Wow.
That's crap, dude.
You know what clubs love? 80 people leaving a show.
Yeah. Dude, no one will pay for their drinks. Yeah, make sure you guys grab tickets for those shows. I'm going to be going all over the place. And subscribe to Gas Digital. If you guys love this show, we have over 700 episodes available that are not available anywhere else. They're all on demand, uncensored, ad-free in one place, gasdigitalnetwork.com. You get this show and all the other shows on the network. Dave, do I fucking bore you, dude?
Yeah.
Do I fucking bore you to yawn in my fucking face?
Am I crazy, Lewis, that we should have Adam 22 at Skankfest in some capacity?
Yeah, dude, come to Skankfest, dude. Come to Skankfest. It'll Let's be a blast. Do a live No Jumper podcast.
Let's go.
Hell yeah, dude.
I've never hung with a person where I'm like, have we hung 1,000 times before? Very comfortable.
Jay loves you because I see all of the hip-hop topics that are in here today. I was Ooh. Like, Jay's trying to impress Adam 22.
Nice. None of these are anything to do with me.
Oh, really? Oh, it's Bobby trying to impress him. Bobby's just... Bobby, yeah. Bobby, are you fucking kissing Adam 22's ass, doggy?
Not kissing ass. I'm just trying to keep the show more motivated toward the guests.
That's a great production
You're
job.
Trying to make the show better?
Thank
or
you.
Yeah, I appreciate that. This show sucks, dude.
Well, should we watch Azalea Banks?
This is how
you guys
we do
Ken
it.
Demo yet? Is it Ken Demo time?
Yeah, it could be. He doesn't, here, look,
listen to me. He doesn't want this heat.
Let's see it.
Adam 22 doesn't
Actually,
want
I want
heat.
You to do it because I have to leave.
I just realized you have two.
Hurry up.
Give me the other one.
Hurry up and do this shit.
Do it and shut up.
Give me that one.
Oh, is that boy. Is that a nice kendama? Is this a good quality kendama?
It looks pretty nice, yeah.
Let's see. What if he just smashes Shane in the head?
Yeah, I know.
He's like, this is for my Asian people.
Oh. You're fucked.
I'm done. He's got that flipperoo.
Ooh. Yo, you can stop. You can stop. It's over.
What a loser.
It's over. You won.
What a virgin. Am I right, everyone?
Lewis, give him some, dude. Give him some, Lewis. Oh, shit.
Oh, the traitor. Hey. Traitorous waitress.
Yeah.
Boo. Now yes. The manager.
Manager, can he watch Lewis?
She asked me to hang out. I got to go.
She didn't ask you to hang out. She doesn't like you like that, dude.
Just.
Wow.
Manager, just so you know, Lewis is about to get embarrassed in Kendama.
You didn't even know how to say it, you dickhead.
Kendama. Ooh. It's a practice one. She's watching, dude. She's laughing at you so hard.
Whoa! That's not bad. Whoa, I'm impressed. I'm impressed.
Why Christ?
Wow. Dude, she's laughing so hard at you.
Waitress loves it.
Also, Lewis peed himself if he didn't notice.
I can do it. I swear to God.
Oh!
What?
Wow.
Fuck your mother.
I like how he just keeps going even after he completely fucks up.
Asshole. 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 Asshole.
Choking under pressure.
You look like a goddamn ass right now.
Woo! Yeah!
All right, Lewis. Should have ended on that one.
You know, we got a guy that we pay like a professional kendama player. So that's like his whole thing.
You pay him to just play kendama for you?
It's his life, yeah.
What?
I thought you'd like that.
Oh, yeah. Hold on.
I have no idea who is better.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. They'd probably make the head of the table move if he was more important. Funny? Seems like every week I'm sitting right here.
Have you guys ever talked about the fact that you have a Wu-Tang logo on your hand?
No, it's come up.
It's the logo for my radio show, Bonfire. Now, I would have a Wu-Tang logo, though, on me somewhere for sure.
I have a friend who has a Wu-Tang tramp stamp, and then now he's like a MAGA dude.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a tough transition to explain to the other MAGA guys. You go, their first three albums were pretty great. You got to admit. They really did change the game.
Seriously though, stop the steal.
It's funny, like Kid Rock's funny. It's like when white rap goes MAGA is pretty hilarious.
Yeah.
He's really gone for it, hasn't he?
Yeah.
He doesn't give a shit, right? What is he in the news for right now? What was his Oprah rant?
What was his anti-Oprah rant? He said he apologized, or he said he won't apologize.
He's not apologizing for an Oprah rant.
For his Oprah rant.
What
I wonder
Oprah
what it was.
Even, what's her relevancy today?
She owns most of Weight Watchers.
Right.
All right.
Did you want real answers?
I don't even know what Oprah does anymore.
That's what I'm saying. What does Kid Rock even have a problem
with? She shows
with
up
for?
When there's like fucking something she can stick her fucking face in.
Why are you so angry about Oprah, dude? You hate Oprah.
She sort of sucks. She's like the part, when like she gets the interview when like the, what was it, the royal?
Yeah.
They leave the royal family and she's the first like interview.
She gets all the biggest interviews in the world that none of us fucking watch because we don't care.
It's Oprah. Yeah, it's like you just don't want to hear her babble her bullshit.
She's like
sucks.
The biggest talk show in the world that like none of us have seen in a decade or two, right?
She was great in Color Purple.
She was good in that. It was a good movie.
You guys didn't have to read that for school and then watch it instead?
No.
I never read it. Did I watch it?
When I did my book report on it, I said things like, then Danny Glover hit Oprah. And they're like, what? I got so sad when Whoopi Goldberg said Harpo used to be.
Yes. Yeah, I watched Color Purple. She spits in his water. I just remember scenes from it. She spits in his water. I remember the girl being like, you is ugly.
It's not a bad impression.
I remember that.
Yeah, I remember that.
This is all I remember. And then
they take Whoopi Goldberg's baby away from her.
Don't remember that.
She has the baby.
Don't remember it.
There's something.
She spits in his water.
The point is, black people had it rough.
She spits in his water. Jesus Christ, Dave. Adam 22's friends are right behind you.
No, I'm agreeing
you
with
that. You just said black people had it rough.
They had it rough.
Holy shit, I just realized Adam 22 has his own Dave and Big J.
Do you think... Is Lewis accusing you of having a wink and a nod with that? Yeah, black people had a rough history, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Black people
Dave,
had it rough.
There's Lewis black people... He's saying the right things.
Dave, Jesus you Christ. Can't be advocating for that. What?
Off brand, bro. We're going to lose Rock Auto.
I want to hear the rant. I have no idea what he said about Oprah.
And let's approach this with an open mind.
We got to get the tweet where he refuses to apologize.
Yeah, that's what to Tucker Carlson it says. He tells it to.
Let's see. Can't pull.
I'm not a bad guy. I'm just an honest guy that says, hey, I like Oprah Winfrey or Troy Payhart. I think it's some dick sideways.
Oh, he's roasting him. He's a little drunk. He's giving a little roast-a-roo.
Oh, a little KRS.
Hey, you're fucking racist. I'm like, you're fucking weird.
Oh, my God!
That's not what he was going to say. He stopped himself.
You're racist. And I said, what time is it?
They said I'm racist, and I said, yeah, well, you're a bunch of weirdos. Oh,
someone give me some water.
Anyway,
he said, Kid Rock, you're racist. And I was like, what song you guys want to hear next? Ball with the ball?
So I don't have the clip, but he told Tucker Carlson.
What's his name?
Tucker Carlson.
You can't say that word, Bobby. Carlson. Jesus Christ, dude. Stop doing drugs. You don't have the drugs. You're a producer, dude.
So he told
Fucker Barlson.
Him,
I don't care.
Schmucker.
That a drunk man's words are a sober man's thoughts, so he's not apologizing.
Ah. A drunk man's words are a sober man's thoughts. I like that.
Did he just...
So he was saying he was drunk when he said it.
Did
he just deflect with a fortune cookie?
He's obviously drunk, yeah.
I didn't know he was obviously drunk. I wouldn't have said obviously drunk.
He's an American badass.
Oh, dude, we're going. PNC, dude. Kid Rock and Foreigner. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go see Coheed and Cambria with my son.
It's August.
In Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Is that gay?
Coheed and Cambria, yes.
You think that's gay?
He's going with his boy.
Yeah. That's fine. You can enjoy gay things with your son. What, are you going to take him to a real metal show? Where there's gonna...
This is the first year that I didn't share my cute little video of James throwing down the gay pride flag.
God, that makes me laugh.
Because last year when
one
I shared
it... One
of
my favorite videos of all time.
Well, I brought my son to the gay pride parade by accident. We just walked through it, but it was just cute. So he had a little gay pride flag. This is like 5 years ago. He's like 4 years old. Uh-huh. And yeah, I just have
he
him on video.
He was younger than four,
he's probably about 3.5 or 4.
Yeah, he was little.
And he throws the flag on the ground, and we did the Thug Life song over it. Oh, wait, you have? All right, you can pull it up. God damn it, Bobby.
Pull
it up.
The Thug Life videos
funny.
Were big at the time. If yeah, you remember.
It's one of my favorite things of all time on the internet.
Have a gay pride, everyone. Jeez. James is so cute at this age. It is funny.
Dude, I'm staying in Midtown, and like my primary observation is that this fucking city is blanketed in gay pride flags. Yeah. Like, it is fucking crazy.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
There's cum everywhere.
Yeah.
Don't touch anything.
This place is covered in cum.
This place is fucking. Do not touch anything.
It does
dude.
Seem like it gets bigger every year. Like, it lasts for more time. There's more flags. Like every year they're like, it has to be more than it was the last year.
Rockefeller Center is like 1,000 rainbow flags.
Yeah.
It's I just crazy. Don't know why butt cheeks out is gay pride.
Well, hold on, listen. So the point is that video, I just post it to social media every year because it's kind of funny. And then last year was the first year that like right-wing conservatives started using my video to as propaganda.
This guy's making a great point.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, holy shit. His mother's going to kill me.
I always got to give credit where credit's due. And I would ask our old buddy Wayne and his boyfriend Ray, I'm like, are you guys going to the Pride Parade 1 year? And he was like, no, we love each other, pal. We don't have to go show our butt cheeks on the street to prove it. And I'm like, yeah, it really is. Oh, it's not really like a pride thing. It's almost just like a porno parade.
Right.
It's very odd.
But it's always most parades are, aren't they?
No, but the weird thing
a lot
about
of them,
the
yeah,
gay,
for sure.
The gay Pride Parade was always, I remember even like back in the day, like years ago, it was always like half civil rights march and half porn march.
That's the problem. It's like gay like firefighters. Gay firefighters in America. And then right behind him, it's like a guy like play butt fuck dancing while he's wearing like see through mesh.
But I like seeing them with their butt cheeks out because that's like the gay you remember from when you were a kid. Is that that's kind of what you thought like all
some
gay
chaps.
People were, and now you know they're like normal people. But it's nice when you get to see that side out in public.
I don't want
right?
to be super woke about this, but I really feel like everyone's freaking out about like, oh my god, it's like. Just don't bring your kids to the gay pride parade. I don't know. Like, it's just so simple.
I think that's more or less what people are freaking out about, saying that. Just don't bring your kids.
Yeah, but
why are they freaking out about it?
Well, don't. If you want to bring your fucking kids, have fun bringing your kids. I don't really give a shit. It's your fucking kids.
Just keep your gay kids around my normal kids.
Yeah, don't. Don't
I really wouldn't give a fuck. Like, the butt cheeks, I'd just be like, yeah, there's some freaky dudes.
I brought myself, here's what happened. We were walking by. And I was like, I'm not going to literally.
You were naturally drawn to the smell of gay.
I was like, what is that? That
you were like Pepe Le Pew. You're like floating in the air.
I was like, as I approached a parade, I was like, well, I was like, I'm not going to like not walk through. This is crazy. I was like,
gay's going to tell me I can't cross the street right here.
Hey, gays, straight pride parade's coming through. It's me and my boy.
Yeah. Haunt your queer activities. Straight man walking through. Pussy fucker walking through.
Yes. That's sort of what I was like. I was like, I'm not going to like, I'm not going to be ignorant. So who gives a shit? And I don't really like, if you go to the beach, you know, women are wearing thong bikinis. It's, you know, it's the same shit. I just, you gotta pick and choose where you fucking bring your kids. I don't really give a shit. I'll go to the Puerto Rican Day Parade because it's the same shit. There's Puerto Rican girls with their ass cheeks hanging out and fucking dudes raping them on floats. And we all just watch
and that's
that.
That sounds like a kid friendly environment.
But I don't bring my kid there either, you know? So I just feel like it's people that are super uncomfortable with gay shit that really give a shit about
I'm
a gay pride parade.
I'm a weird mix of judgmental not give a shit. Does it make sense? Like, if I see a girl wearing like a string up her ass on a public beach, I'm like, what's wrong with this chick? But at the same time, I'm like, I'll stare at it all day. I don't give a fuck. Like, I don't care, but it's like, I don't give a fuck ultimately, but I'm like, It's like you do know this kid's gonna be on the. It doesn't hit me personally. I just have more of a weird way. I don't look at a girl
with a string up her ass as being like weird if there's kids at the beach. It's part of life. I mean, they're gonna see girls with strings up their ass.
I don't know. It's a little weird if there's like young kids on the beach.
If you go to the beach, you should expect to see girls in a bikini with a thong bikini. It's guaranteed. Don't bring your kid to the beach then. If that's some weird old ass fucking.
I guess, but
I'm not even arguing this whole thing. I'm saying I judge it, and I also don't give a shit though. Like, do whatever you want.
And it's like nobody would ever even say anything if she wasn't hot.
Well, the problem, right? It's never a hot chick. At least in my experience at the beach, it's always like someone who you're like,
oh,
you really should be in a onesie.
I'm talking about a hot chick, yeah, for sure. My son's also like...
At least by the beach near me, I see more just like
the most
regular
revealing
moms, right, in like thong bikinis. And you're like, what are you doing? Like, why are you...
That's kind of hot for some reason. You're like, you
they're there with
shit.
Their kids.
Yeah. I don't know. The human body's not... Dave, you're like a weird old fucking Christian now. I don't know what happened to you. It's just some fucking smash chicks. Who gives a shit?
The human body is a thing of beauty. And it is to be admired. The fuck, you start buying crystals or something? Who's this guy? Guys, I don't think it's a... You should shame the body. I teach you to be body positive at all types of sorts of people.
Did you just project that onto me while you went off on your hippy dippy bullshit?
I'm not a hippy dippy bullshit at all.
Yes, it's just balls, Dave. Who cares? If
they're
your kids
from Europe
can see it.
And their big fat baloney dicks are hanging out. They're gonna have to learn that dicks are gonna be out at beaches.
If you bring your kid to the beach, you could assume you have a daughter, right?
Yeah.
If you bring your kid to the beach, you could assume that there's gonna be some ass cheeks hanging out at the beach.
No one here is really flipping out about the beach. Except I'm just saying, if you're talking about the shit that people are upset with the fucking Pride Month shit, yeah, I don't know. Drag queens doing lap dances for 5-year-olds is a little bit weird.
Yeah, no shit, but that's nobody's disagreeing with that.
Yeah, no, people are.
Nobody really is.
No, here's
no
one.
The drag queens. Those are the only ones.
No, there are a whole bunch of people who are disagreeing with that.
I don't see anybody online disagreeing with that. It's
look
just
harder.
Yeah.
You're only following white supremacists. That's why you don't see it. They're everywhere.
I like to live in the middle of the thing. There was a World Star video today of a girl. It's like, would you let your girl go to dinner like this or something? She's going to a Morton Steakhouse. And her dress is just see-through.
Right.
Her ass crack, her titties, the whole thing is just completely see-through.
By the way,
and she's walking in.
Just to say, though, solid steakhouse.
Solid steakhouse. But she's
Morton
going this
salad?
Way. But when you watch, I go. If she walked into that Morton Steakhouse and I was there, I'd be like, what is this crazy dumb bitch doing? And then I'd be like, please seat her near me. I want to look at her titties all night. Like, I live in like the hypocrisy of it
the
all.
The duality of man.
Yeah. That's insane.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Jesus
that's
Christ.
That's at Morton Steakhouse?
Yes.
Yeah, that's super inappropriate.
But don't you hope you're there when she goes, I'm going to smoke a cigarette with her and stare at her butt crack? It's
See,
great.
That's a little, that's just, here's the thing. That's not wearing a bikini at the beach.
No, it's not.
I agree. It's different.
Very different.
But this is the world we live in where girls just get a gigantic fake ass and then they get a guy to film a video of them walking around and it gets on World Star.
I think the no
This bitch didn't even eat at Morton's that night. She just filmed this.
Yeah, it's so funny. She walked in and she was like, $150 for a steak? Fuck y'all. I'm going to take my ball pussy out this bitch. I'm going to bring my butt crack to a jerk chicken joint.
They probably kicked her out.
Yeah. I mean, look, you know.
I'd be thrilled if she walked into my Morton Steakhouse.
Yeah. What if you're with your 9-year-old?
Jeez. I'm judging, but I'm going like I would just reposition her and look over her shoulder constantly. She's like, "Daddy, I'm hungry." Like, yeah.
Daddy gave all your money to the stripper.
Huh?
Daddy gave all our money to the stripper. Sorry.
Hang on, baby. Daddy's gonna pay for this lady's dinner. Miss you by yourself. Should we wrap this sumbitch up?
Yeah, let's do it.
Adam 22, thank you so much for being here. The No Jumper Podcast.
Appreciate you guys. Yeah, thank you. For real.
We hope to have you back again soon, man. Absolutely. For the Legion of Skanks, we'll catch you later this week on our Zoom episode. Until then, peace.
Been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J Overson,
keep up with,
a lazy-eyed albino. Yeah.
Cry.
I'm a shepherd of shitheads.
Luis Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
The
Luis J. Gomez.
If you look at me, I'm going to break your fucking jaw. I want to punch you in your fucking nose. May I punch up a magic in his fucking head.
And comedian Dave Smith.
Fuck you, I ain't got jokes.
I feel like if I wanted to be gay...
Fucking stick your fist up your ass. You blue?
The Legion of Skanks podcast.
Yo, ding dong. We're done here. Time to go.